Rome invented republican government. The empire spanned centuries, yet in the land of the Caesars, the form of government that best sums up the history of Italy in the past half century is flavor of the monthicanism.
This is the day. It's between us now.
Yes, this is the day.
Yes, once again, the Italian government is on the verge of collapse, and the flavor Italians are gagging on this time around is Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Conservative, media mogul, distinguished, and embroiled in a scandal that makes the current Italian trash collection crisis outside the city of Naples, oh, you haven't heard of that, smell like imperial rose water compared to the mess Berlusconi has got himself caught up in.
I would rank this one as the most dangerous and slippery one because it happens in a moment of particular difficulty for the government, because the majority is very split, because there are great risks of fresh elections.
The idea of fresh, according to that journalist, is particularly apt here. The latest Berlusconi scandal is a mixture of Bakken excesses with the ladies that also takes a page right out of Antony and Cleopatra.
Caso Ruby, alta tensione, fini Berlusconi, dimissioni e governo.
The scandal now dominates the Italian news.
Sì, buongiorno, siamo tornati in onda qui a Mirteto, a Massa.
And the details are Berlusconi juicy. There's a young woman, this time her name is Ruby, an 18-year-old Moroccan belly dancer who claims to have attended parties at the 74-year-old prime minister's villa in Milan when she was 17. Okay. The Italian genius for turning history into art is at work here. The song is all about the Ruby scandal, and you might think the name Ruby would be part of the song. Nope. Listen, it's a send-up of Shakira's World Cup anthem, Waka Waka, only the chorus is Bunga Bunga. Why Bunga Bunga? Well, the teenager Ruby allegedly told police that Bunga Bunga was the name of an erotic ritual rehearsed at Silvio Berlusconi's parties. According to Ruby, Mr. Berlusconi learned the naked ritual from Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Okay.
Presidente della Repubblica Giorgio Napolitano.
We interrupt this Italian scandal to bring you this additional detail. Ruby, whose official name is Karima Kayak, denies having sex with Prime Minister Berlusconi, but claims he gave her around $10,000 in cash and jewelry. Investigators are looking at that as some kind of hush money. They're claiming that someone in Berlusconi's office, possibly the prime minister himself, instructed police to release Ruby after she was detained on suspicion of theft. This Berlusconi official lied, telling police that Ruby was the granddaughter of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. That's the Antony and Cleopatra part. Okay? And here's the man who could emerge as the country's new prime minister. He's a former ally of Berlusconi's, Gianfranco Fini, Speaker of the Lower House of Parliament.
I hope the Prime Minister makes clear exactly what is going on, because if there was an abuse of power, and if he really said that this young woman was a relative of President Mubarak, my friends, can you really tell me this is not a private use of a public office?
Berlusconi's response to this scandal, quote, it's better to be passionate about a beautiful girl than be a gay. Okay. With protests and economic turmoil accompanying this tragedy, it's not clear what will happen next. Berlusconi has demonstrated a knack for riding out scandals, and tomorrow he'll join President Obama and other world leaders for the opening of the G20 summit. Perhaps those leaders will be intrigued to see who's in Berlusconi's entourage. Finance ministers more likely than belly dancers. A boring economic meeting would be nice for an Italian prime minister who seems to be running out of wiggle room.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.